One of three men accused in the fatal stabbing of a Barry man 3 years ago is heading to prison to serve out the remaining 14 months of his 5-year sentence. Although Tyler Wren took no active part in stabbing 30-year-old Ryan Babineau in his Dunlop Street East apartment 3 years ago, Wren stood at the doorway during the attack, drove the two co-accused from the scene and helped them evade police initially, Justice Michelle First said during his sentencing on Thursday. Wren, 28, cuffed in the prisoner's box and wearing a red tracksuit, had earlier pleaded guilty to being an accessory after the fact to murder. Wren, Corey Grivet and Abad Abdi Shire were all initially charged with first-degree murder in the November 16, 2019, killing. During Wren's last court appearance, victim impact statements from Babineau's mom, sister and stepfather were read into the court record, describing the impact his death has had on them and his 6-year-old daughter. They said they collectively moved away from Barry because his memory appeared everywhere, which was particularly difficult in his absence. His stepfather described Babineau as a decent human being who had a drug addiction. They have suffered heartache and excruciating emotional pain, the judge noted Thursday, accepting an agreed sentencing submission made by the defense and Crown of 5 years in prison. Minus 1.5 to 1 day credit for the 2 years, 6 months and 6 days he has served in pre-trial custody, Wren is left with a sentence of 14 months and 22 days. Wren drove a car he and the other two men had stolen and went to Babineau's downtown apartment that November morning where Babineau was doing drugs with others. Shire, court heard, had a grievance with Babineau, accusing him of disrespecting his family, and then repeatedly stabbed him with Grivet stabbing at the victim's legs as Babineau begged for his life. A pathologist later determined Babineau suffered 65 stab wounds. The three accused men drove to a Grove Street home where they changed and Wren then drove them to a Huntsville hotel. The trio later split and were all eventually captured separately. Grivet was arrested at a Barry residence 5 days after the stabbing, while Shire had been incarcerated in Northern Ontario on an unrelated matter and was arrested the following week. Wren was taken into custody by South Simcoe police officers nearly 2 weeks after the stabbing when he was accused of evading a ride check near Yonge Street and Innisfil Beach Road in Innisfil. Wren has a long criminal record, including robbery and firearm offenses, dating back to his teen years and has had a drug addiction also dating back to his teens. First noted he's been in a methadone program while in jail and has been working toward obtaining high school credits. After serving his sentence, Wren said he intends to move in with his supportive girlfriend and start a new life in Kitchener where he would work with his biological father as an electrician's assistant, finish high school and take college business classes. Grivet, 30, pleaded guilty to manslaughter on May 26 and is scheduled to return to court for sentencing August 11. Shire has a court date scheduled for June 28 and has a 4-week trial scheduled to start January 6, 2023.